It's time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Ooh, it is tea time. Kicking things off with Taylor Swift, who's looking absolutely stunning on the cover of British Vogue. I actually thought it was Margot Robbie for a second, and it was Tay-Tay. She's looking great. She's opening up about cats. She's in the new movie, if you're going to check that out. It hits shelves December 6th, and she's talking a little bit about her love life, a little bit about Friendsgiving that she had with Gigi Hadid and all of her famous friends. But I gotta say, Taylor, she is just a stunner.
That video, or the movie Cats, I've seen the trailer. Holy cow, it scares me. Does that not scare anybody else?
Why?
It's just weird people as cats. I haven't seen the Broadway show either, but it's like even Taylor Swift, I'm like, what are you? Oh my God, you're a cat.
You're a cat. It was like the longest running show on Broadway. I kind of want to check it out, but I feel like I'm not going to go to the theater to see that one.
You watch that one at home.
Yeah, that's a home one for sure. Well, it was super awkward over on Ellen, which is weird because Ellen always diffuses awkward situations because she's so funny. But Dakota Johnson was on there, and she's from 50 Shades. And Ellen got a little weird when they were talking about her 30th birthday party.
How was the party? I wasn't invited.
Actually, no, that's not the truth, Ellen. You were invited. Last time I was on the show, last year, you gave me a bunch of shit about not inviting you.
Whoa.
But I didn't even know you wanted to be invited.
Well, who doesn't want to be invited to a party?
Well, I didn't even know you liked me.
Of course I like you. You knew I liked you. You've been on the show many times, and don't I show like?
Yeah. But I did invite you, and you didn't come, so.
This time you invited me?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
How do you know? I don't think so.
And it just kind of went on and on and on. Okay, upon a little investigation, the party apparently was the same day where Ellen sat with George W. Bush at that football game in Dallas, and everyone was like giving her crap. So she actually was somewhere else at the time, but they had a little weird moment.
Well, it was. Like, I would be frustrated because obviously I think Ellen's probably a little bit more of a bigger person than that. Like, more busy, popular. Obviously, she's sitting with the former president.
Yeah.
So she probably didn't even realize that she got an invite and declined. Her people probably did it. But still, like, don't accuse me of not inviting you when I clearly did, and you already drugged my name a year before.
And then it was really awkward. She went on to say someone else was her favorite comedian, Dakota
what?
Did. And Ellen was like, what? So I don't know. All kinds of
I'm sure
awkward.
She'll be back on the show soon.
It also got awkward for Justin Bieber and Hailey Bieber down in Miami. Rumor was that Hales has a baby.
Whoa, Bieber's gonna be a daddy.
Oven. However, they are saying no, no, no. She's like, I just really like food, which is she's like the teeniest girl ever. She just turned 23. They were down celebrating Thanksgiving in Miami. They were seen shopping, buying all kinds of like lavish things, including a vintage yellow gold, very expensive Royal Oaks watch the Biebs bought for his baby girl. But she's saying no, she is not expecting. So quit saying that she's pregnant because she's not yet. But I'm sure they'll have kids.
Thank God I'm a guy because my whole life everybody thought I'd be pregnant, you know?
Right.
I look like I'm constantly 9 months pregnant.
It's just so bad because if any of those guys always even just have like a burrito for lunch, people are like, oh, it's a baby.
It's a burrito baby.
Bump watch. Kid Rock, what the what?
No.
He went on this rant down in Nashville, and of all people to drag under the bus, he dragged Oprah Winfrey.
Oprah Winfrey's like, hey, I'm gonna get some white women to believe in the her. She can sideways.
What?
And if you say that, you're like, hey, well, pretty sure Kid Rock's a racist. I'm like,
yeah.
Okay, fine.
All
okay,
right.
So
what
this was
the heck
so
happened
crazy.
There?
Okay, so it was at a honky-tonk rock and roll steakhouse in Nashville. Apparently, we're thinking Kid Rock was very intoxicated. He went on this rant about not liking Oprah, not liking Joy Behar, not liking Kathy Lee Gifford, saying they could do things to him sideways and on and on and on. And then security quickly dashed in and helped him off the stage. He got kicked out.
Dude, like I'm from Michigan, so like I love Kid Rock.
And
this guy is like getting crazier and crazier as time goes on. It's like, just play Ba Wada Ba, please.
Yeah.
Come on. Just give me the Ba Wada Ba. That's all I'm asking
Good call.
For.